Thank you for tuning in to Lash Aligns Education. This is Morgan Hatfield, the owner and founder. I'm here to bring you the most updated free education in the lash industry. Remember, we are in this together, one client at a time. Happy International Women's Day, everyone. I thought today, with it being International Women's Day, what a good day to do a podcast. And today I wanted to talk to you about retention. We, you know, as lash artists, this is something that comes up a lot. And I thought it would be good to kind of talk to you about it and give you my advice on it. When you come into the industry, you're gonna more than likely have a lot of retention issues. Maybe not if you're working around a lot of other lash artists that can help you and in a salon where you have a mentor and things like that. But if you were like me when I first started, I didn't have anyone. I had no mentor. I had nothing. I was in a room by myself and I had to figure it out on my own. So here are just some tips and, you know, just what I recommend you should do when it comes to retention because, you know, like I said, in the very beginning, you probably are going to struggle. Even if you go take a certification class, you may still struggle. You know, and if that's the case, I would definitely reach out, you know, to your trainer and, you know, they can help you. But sometimes it takes a little bit to, you know, just master your technique and, you know, that just takes time sometimes. So one thing I'm going to say, when it comes to retention, it is 50% on the client and it is 50% on you. When I first started in this industry, I believe it used to be the saying was kind of like 80% on the client and only 20% on the lash artist. Well, that's not really true, and that's kind of changing in the industry. You're seeing a lot now. It is more 50-50 because to sit there and say it's 80% on the client, that's not really true, honestly. You know, your work goes into it more than just 20%. So it definitely is, I would say, a 50-50 game here where it's 50% the client aftercare, but it's also the other 50% is you, your technique, and what you're doing. And also probably, you know, what you're telling them too. So my first question is, you know, are you giving your client an aftercare form? Okay, and if you're listening to this right now and you're saying, oh my gosh, what? No, that's okay. You know, you could be like me when I first started and I took a crappy training and, you know, I had no idea what to do or, you know, whatnot. So that's okay if you don't know that. But now you do. So make sure you are writing out aftercare forms. If you ever need help on those or an example, feel free to DM me Lash Aligns Education on Instagram and I can help you with that and show you kind of what we put on ours. Ours at my salon are very detailed. I personally wrote them up. You know, on it has two sides, and on the front side it does explain about all of the aftercare, and then on the back side I also put on there explaining their lashes, how their lashes shed, this, you know, this and that and all of that, just because a lot of clients don't know that their lashes shed. And even though I may tell them, I like to put it on my form so when they go home and they read over it, you know, that reminds them, okay, if I see an extension with my natural lash, not to freak out and not to immediately call me thinking that I'm damaging their natural lashes or something. So definitely make sure you're giving your client an aftercare form. You want to tell them the aftercare as well, but you know, that first appointment, it's a lot of information. They're not going to remember all of it. So you need to be making sure you're sending them home with an aftercare form and also a cleanser. Whether you're including the cleanser in your full set price or you are charging for it, either way, we do charge for it at my salon, but it's very affordable. So with it being an affordable price, everyone gets it. And we explain to them how important it is to be cleansing their lashes every day. And when we do that, every single person buys the cleanser. I don't think we ever get anyone that's like, oh no, I'm not gonna buy it. If so, it's someone that's already been to us and they already have one at home. So really make sure that you are sending them home with a form of all your aftercare and sending them home with the cleanser. That is the first one. If you are not doing that, that is a prime example of why they could be having retention issues right there, okay? You also need to be making sure on your end that you're doing everything that you're supposed to be doing. Are you cleansing their lashes? If they're coming in, you know, we cleanse no matter what. what, and that's what I would recommend. Even if they are coming in with clean lashes, still cleanse their lashes, because you never know. Are they coming in with mascara on, and you just have them clean them, and maybe they're not getting them clean enough. You really need to make sure those lashes are 100% clean and with no oils and no debris, no makeup, anything like that. Another one that's probably one of the biggest one would be your bases. And a lot of first-time lash artists struggle with this. When I was new, I struggled with this. In my training classes I do, I have a lot of girls that do struggle with this. And it's something that you really just need to be making sure you're getting your bases attached. Because if not, those lashes will pop off. They'll pop off when they're asleep. When they brush them, they will come off on the comb. So if you are not getting bases attached, their lashes aren't going to stay. So that is very, very important. Another thing would be, your adhesive. Is your adhesive expired? Are you using a good, quality adhesive? And are you storing it correctly? Are you storing it in an airtight container when you're done? Are you using an adhesive that is a good adhesive for you? Because if you're a new lash artist, you don't need to be using, a 1 second dry time, because you're going to be too slow for that. That's for a more experienced artist. So if you're using a 1 second dry time, when you go to dip in the glue dot and then you go bring it over to the natural lash, it's already going to start drying before you reach the lash. So that bond's not going to be very good. We also seal a nano mist, and I recommend that as well. We actually cleanse, prime, nano mist, cleanse, prime, seal, and nano mist. That's what works for us. That's what we do in my salon. Like I said, when I first started, I didn't have anyone. So I really went to work on finding, doing this, doing that, doing it this way, doing it all different ways. And that is the process that I found that works the best for me. I know not everyone, seals or primes or whatnot, but that is what works best for us. So, and that is what gets our clients the best retention back when they come back. And our clients have amazing retention. So that is kind of just a couple things on the technique. Now, then again, though, yes, 50% does fall on the client. So, if you're giving them all the aftercare form, maybe they aren't following the aftercare, And what I recommend is, if a client reaches out to you and they say, "Hey, my lashes are falling out." Okay, well, first of all, you should have a policy in place. We have a policy that it's the first 48 hours, if the client is having retention issues, to let us know, and they can come back in for a free touch-up. So a lot of other salons do this. We don't give refunds at my salon, so this is something we do, to let them know, like, hey, yes, you should not be having issues within the first couple of days. If you are, let us know, and you can come back in, and we will fix them for you, and we'll go over the aftercare with you again. Sometimes it could be something as little as, they're using oil-based products, on or around their lashes, and that's making them fall off, or if you're getting multiple clients reaching out to you within the same week saying their lashes aren't staying, okay, girlfriend, well, it's something you're doing. It's very, very important that, you take responsibility and don't ever be the lash artist that, just automatically blames everything on the client. Of course, if you've been lashing for 5 years and it's just one random client out of, 40 clients or whatever the case may be, okay, yes, it's probably something they're doing. But if you're a newer lash artist and, it's more than likely, if it's multiple clients, then yeah, more than likely it is something you're doing, and there's nothing to be ashamed of on that. But, you're a newer lash artist, you're growing, you're learning, that it happens, And especially if you are in a room by yourself, you don't have help from another lash artist to directly help you on that. So really just make sure you're offering, offering a free touch up, I would say, within the first, 2 to 3 days, just because lashes shouldn't come off that quick if they're all, multiple of them coming off like that. That's kind of a way for you to show that client, that, yes, I don't give a refund, but, you know, I want to fix your lashes because I want your lashes to stay and I want you to have good retention. So let me come back in and let's get down to the bottom of that. And when you do that, the client will see that and they'll respect that. And that will show them that, you know, she wants my lashes to stay and she's willing to work with me on how can we get these lashes to stay better. So definitely have a touch-up policy in place and always, you know, go over the aftercare with them again. And I promise you, you can always get down to the bottom of it. I've had clients, I've had retention issues. I've had to offer free touch-ups, you know, in the past, especially when I was a newer lash artist. And whether it was me, something I was doing, or, you know, after I came more of an experienced lash artist, if I did have a client that, you know, was messing up something with the aftercare, you know, I had them come in and I asked them so many questions, you know, tell me your makeup routine, tell me, you know, your skincare routine. I've even had them send me pictures of the ingredients in their product so I can see if this is a good product for them to be using, you know, around their lashes or not. So, you know, if you really work on it and you get down to the bottom of it, I promise you, you know, you will get down to the bottom of it. You just really have to, you know, ask a lot of questions and, you know, it does take some time, but that will gain you a client for life if you do that and they will tell everyone about you. So those are my tips on retention. Be following our Lash Alliance Education on Instagram. I will be posting about this as well. And again, it's International Women's Day. This is a day that is so awesome and so great. And I am so happy, you know, to be running a lash salon with 12 other amazing women. And it's just so empowering. And, you know, even the girls on our Instagram may not know you, but it is so empowering to just, you know, see your work and be around you guys and everything like that. So have a good day.